1620-94.5 WTAW. Six areas of College Station are proposed to have future housing where more than four unrelated occupants can live. City Council at its March 9th, 2023 meeting gave the go-ahead to let staff continue the process of employing the new Middle Housing Zoning District. Recommendations of a seven-member committee supported by Texas A&M Student Government. Vice President of Municipal Affairs Sam Presnell lives in the area of Fairview and Fidelity, an area that student government wants changed to middle housing.
I have so many friends that live in these areas that may live in houses that have five or more people, but in order to protect them, that they'd have to be zoned into these new areas.
The College Station Council also on March 9th approved the first requested rezoning change to middle housing, where one home used to stand at Fidelity and Highlands will become what information the council stated is a yet-to-be-determined number of small-lot, single-family homes. Representative of the applicant, Chrissy Hartle, says specifics have not been determined.
We don't have a design or a use, but the middle housing does allow for a variety of unit types that could fit, but we haven't made that decision yet.
Chrissy Hartle also represented a property owner as a city council during its March 23rd meeting, approved a second middle housing rezoning request, this along Cooner Street, along the border between College Station and Bryan. Councilman Bob Yancey with questions first of Chrissy Hartle, representing the property owner.
I've driven this road repeatedly for contemporaneous but unrelated reasons, and I don't recall any open space. I can't tell from this map. There's structures there now, right, on all these?
Not on all of them.
No.
The two in the middle are considered a building plot and have one structure on them. The lot to the west has a structure on it, and I can't tell. I don't think the lot to the east is undeveloped.
And does your client, is their intent to build anything taller than what's there now?
The height will be governed by the height protection.
City Councilman Bob Yancey then with a question of the city staff representative on the proposal, Robin Macias.
For staff then, would they be allowed to build taller than the current structures, and if so, by how much?
They would be limited to the single-family height protection, and they would also be required to buffer. And the buffering for anything in the middle housing zoning district is 2.5 feet for every 5 feet of building height. So they would have to regulate their building height based on the amount of buffer that they would have to.
And the parking would go in the rear?
That is correct.
And so at least as it relates to the existing structures there, any new structures would get farther away from the rear property line?
Correct.
The Cooner Street rezoning involves replacing four single-family homes into an undisclosed number of new student housing units. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.